Hi, it's Haley from the newest Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men in Oak Creek. Come see me today. Haircuts are just $20. Lady Jane's, Oak Creek on Howell Ave, just south of Puth Road. Walk in anytime, 7 days a week, even Sundays. Lady Jane's, it's wicked awesome.
For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust.
Live from the Gruber Law Office, One Call, That's All Studios at Radio City. This is Scalzo and Brust. Presented by Bud Light on 94.5 ESPN and Wisconsin On Demand.
It's a party, baby. It's a party, baby.
It is Scalzo and Brust on a Friday across ESPN Wisconsin, presented by Bud Light. Ben Brust here with you. Justin Garcia in for Greg Scalzo. Chris Larson in for Josh DiMaggio. And Alex G holding it down. A&T the Hope Boy bringing the intro song as per usual. But earlier today on Wilde and Tausch from 9 to noon across these very stations, Mark Tauscher, Jason Wilde had the opportunity to talk with Brett Favre, as he will be part of the celebrity foursome on Saturday, I believe the 11th, at the AmFam Championship. You can catch that next Saturday. The tournament is Friday, Saturday, Sunday, next weekend. I will be on site. I believe, Justin Garcia, you will be here in Milwaukee. If you didn't know that, you do now. Did you know that?
I did not.
Oh, well, look forward to next Friday with you.
All right.
Here's what Brett Favre had to say when you got tension like Justin Garcia and I have right now. Here's what Brett Favre says is a really good way to erase that tension.
I still have the fart machine, believe it or not, with the remote control.
I believe it.
And it makes its way under someone's seat once or twice a year. Some people probably are listening to this and going, I'm appalled by it. But a good fart,
Jason,
at the right time, can sure ease the tension and certainly create a laughing atmosphere.
That Brett Favre talking about farts easing the tension, it got me thinking about the best and worst farts. And 800-990-3776, I would like you to top my best fart.
Well, first of all, do you agree? He's 100% right.
You can a good
be
fart?
In the most tense moment ever and borderline ready to fight somebody, and loose, and it's...
I disagree. If I'm full on rage mode, which I really never am, a fart ain't going to stop me from, like, being, like, angry. I'm not going to laugh. I'm just going to be like, what
was
that?
Would.
Nuh-uh.
I think you would.
No chance. 800-990-3776. Hit us with your best and worst farts. My best fart?
Like, not literally hit us with your fart, but just
Pink eye, please. Is the just started going on dates with a girl, had to hold it in the entire time that we were with each other. She leaves, the door shuts, and you let it loose. Please tell me you've been there.
So that's your best.
Is that not the best fart? Larson? Alex G?
Never happened to me, no.
Of course. You've never You've never had to fart.
Never been in that situation, no.
When you've been on a date.
No, never.
Do your bowels not work?
Yeah, they work.
Are you sure?
I've never had to do it on a date either.
I swear to God,
Chris, you're probably the same way here. I just have the body control. It's the same with working a radio. You got to go to the bathroom. You know when to tune it out and like, nope. I'm here for the next 2 hours. You don't have to go to the bathroom.
So maybe this is more about my issues with my bowels.
Sounds like weak bowels, yeah.
All right, so that's my best fart. I thought it was a home run. My worst fart is the don't know fart. Chris, if you haven't been there, you're a liar.
Awkward fart, I think, for me is when you're at the stall in the bathroom next to somebody and you're urinating
That's socially acceptable.
That's awkward to me. I feel awkward when that happens.
No, they don't even know who it was. Like it could be somebody who was in the stall.
No, but if you're the only two people in there,
there could be somebody in the stall that they just don't know is there.
Now, for me, that's very awkward.
Worst fart is the don't know fart, or in a meeting with people, like at a business meeting, and like you're meeting with people that you don't know, and you're like, all right, I'm going to try and sneak a silo one out, and then it's loud. Happened to me once, and it was horrible. I was sweating the rest of the meeting. Hit me with your best and worst. Again, 800-990-3776. We will get to you very shortly.
Best, and this is not at the gym, but like if you're outside running, the best is then.
Outside running?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, it gives you a boost, too, from the wind. So you carry some MPH going forward. That's among the best. Hanging out at a campfire, that's another good one. In the car, if you're alone in the car, and it's summertime, so the windows are down, so you're not hotboxing yourself. But if you're alone in the car, windows down, that's a good one. The worst, among the worst, I should say, you mentioned the office component. It's kind of like Frogger, where you have to pick your spots of like, do I go now? When you get in an elevator, and you're like, all right, I gotta go.
Gotta go or gotta fart?
I gotta let one go. It's just the tension of
don't stop.
And then the door opens and somebody gets on right after you did it.
800-990-3776. First Midwest Bank talk and text line. First Midwest Bank, a division of Old National. We'll start with David in Menominee Falls. Best and worst farts. David, hit us. Not with fart.
Hey, all right. So I think the best way to ease tension in a room with a fart is anyone with a, you know how it has like a question mark at the end of it? The tone kind of rises up a little
like
bit.
Like a higher pitched end?
Yes, that's exactly it.
So I totally agree. That one eases the tension.
You just said before it doesn't ease tension.
Yeah, but you asked me if I was in a full, and thank you for the call, Dave, but we'll keep these
coming.
Think
it was worst.
Thanks for the call.
I don't think he had a worse. I think he was just easing the tension. And if you have to ease the tension fart, I'm open to it. That one might get me. That one changed it. The high pitch naturally wants to make. There's a movie in which that happens, where it just keeps going and going.
Is it Step Brothers?
Step Brothers, and they're in the interview.
They're in the interview
yeah. process.
Interview is also among the worst
places
there is.
800-990-3776. Let's go to Carlito, the Bear Badger. I thought it was the Badger Bear, but yes. That works too.
It is the Badger Bear. It's Bear Badger. It's whatever you want to call me. I'm from Chicago, but I'm a Badger fan here in Madison. And I love you guys.
I love you, too. Tell me your best or worst fart, or the one that breaks the tension.
It's the worst fart ever. I've told you the story about a young 12-year-old Carlito behind the projects making out with a 16-year-old. Now I'm going to tell you the story about a young 16-year-old Carlito making out with a 23-year-old waitress from Pizza Hut. I had a girdly gut situation. We all know what girdly guts are.
Oh, yeah, the bubble guts, baby.
Yeah, a little sauerkraut on your bratwurst. In my case, I like the sauerkraut with the chili on the bratwurst. It's good. But it can lead to some indigestion. So I'm prepping for the big night. You know, we had a few wine coolers because it was, you know, early 90s. And
just slap the bag?
Absolutely. We get into the living room and we're making out heavy. And I'm only 16 years old and she's 23 years old. And she goes to the bedroom and I look around the corner and there's candles all over and there's a naked woman in bed. I'm like, oh man, what on earth could I possibly do with this? How can I do this with gurgly guts? And I went for it. And somewhere within 90 seconds, it was one of those squeakers, one of those I'm not sure. And I was like, you know, I know this is a family show, but I said, I'm going to be right back.
Did we lose Carlito?
It's probably for the best.
Carlito, thank you for the call. I think we can
thank
use our
for
imaginations
call.
For the rest of that.
Do you do the cough to cover it up?
No. I own it. I wanted to actually ask him follow-ups, not about the encounter with the candles and the woman,
But how a 16-year-old picked
That's
up...
It's probably better that we didn't have more details than a 16 and 23-year-old.
Oh, actually, that's why you're here. That's why you're here. 800-990-30.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Say. Allegedly.
We don't know if Carlino's making stuff up. I trust him, but we don't know. 800-990-3776. Ryan in, oh, good Lord, Suamico.
Hey, guys. Tough one to follow up there.
I don't know if it is or isn't.
Thank you, Ryan.
Did you have a squeaker while you were in the bedroom? Probably not, so I think you're in good shape.
No, I mean, just the statutory... I digress. So anyway, I'm going to go, actually, I'll throw back to like 1989 when I was 4 years old. In the bathtub, you know, playing with your little sailboat and maybe a teenage ninja turtle, easy for me to say. And you let one loose and you got the bubbles going and flowing. And I think the family can probably appreciate the ones that have little kids. Like, it's got to be hilarious when they do it in the tub and it's not, you know, number two. So, yeah, man, I throw back to 1989.
Hey, you know what, Ryan? Steve from Madison chimes in and says, underwater bubble fart is great.
The best.
Thank you for the call. Carlito, man, the Badger Bear, he's my favorite caller right now. I don't condone.
Anyway, there's something about mixing it with water that just puts it in the worst category.
Really?
For me. Yeah.
No.
You're in the shower. Those are the worst.
Yeah, because you're not, again, I think they were mentioning underwater. I like the bubbles popping up. And
sure.
And there's like a little smell. It's like a faint smell. It's not like over the top.
Not when you're in the shower.
In the shower, yeah, is the over
the
top.
That's why it's, but Chris, you never answered.
Yeah, best and worst. Yeah.
Best is when you're walking along in the grocery store and there's a lot of people around, so nobody knows who really did it.
Wait, what?
Yeah, just walk around in the grocery store. And my girlfriend could attest to this too. That's the best one. Yeah.
Your girlfriend's with you?
Yeah, she's with me. Yeah. And she's like that was. She's like, did you fart? I'm like, no,
that was you, wasn't it?
That wasn't me. No.
You don't even own up to your own girlfriend.
Nope. And I think I said the worst is the awkwardness in the stall. I just can't get over the awkwardness in the stall.
You have it backwards. It's socially acceptable to fart at the urinal.
I can't.
If there's
only two people in there and the other person's right next to me and I do it, it's just ugh.
But like, I don't know if there's somebody that's in the bathroom that I don't know of. Like, maybe there's somebody in the actual, like, stall
at
with the door closed.
Or just knowing that
in
someone's
Chris's
there.
In Chris's scenario here, where I can see the other guy, but I don't know if there's somebody in this. Your grocery store one, I would know. Like, if somebody's walking, it doesn't matter how many people there are. If somebody's walking next to me and does it, I know it's
he
you.
He thinks he's getting away with murder, and he's not.
Like, I hate to break it to you.
I know I'm getting away with
people,
it, yeah.
You are not getting away with it.
Nobody looks at me.
Keep them coming.
Like the Pink Panther.
800-990-3776. In honor of Brett Favre talking farts earlier on Woolley and Tausch, tell us your best and worst farts. If you're on the line, stay there. If you're not, give us a call. 800-990-3776. Q and Heartland quickly. He chimes in. Sauerkraut on a chili dog is a psycho move. We should definitely add that. That threw me for a loop. As we were talking about Pizza Hut and other things, we'll get to you, the Scalzo and Brust family, with more of this next. Friday! You're almost there. Maybe you have made it. Maybe you're on your way to happy hour. Maybe you're on your way home. We're here to take you the rest of the way until 6 o'clock. This is Scalzo and Brust presented by Bud Light. I'm Ben Brust alongside Justin Garcia, who's in for Greg Scalzo. Chris Larson in for Joshy DiMaggio.
800-990-3776. That's the First Midwest Bank talk and text line. First Midwest Bank, a division of Old National Bank. We are asking you for your best and worst farts. If you're just joining us, here's why.
I still have the fart machine, believe it or not, with the remote control. And it makes its way under someone's seat once or twice a year. Some people probably are listening to this and going, I'm appalled by it. But a good fart,
Jason,
at the right time can sure ease the tension and certainly create a laughing atmosphere.
So with that, that's Brett Favre earlier today on Wildy and Tausch. You can catch that podcast wherever you get your podcasts, or just go to Wisconsin On Demand. We will go to Mike in Cedarburg. Mike, what do you got for us? Welcome to Scalzo and Brust.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Fantastic. Not gassy anymore. I did have some issues. I was sick all week, so I'm glad I'm not gassy.
Well, first of all, it's over 70 degrees in my car, and my water's not boiling. I'm concerned about that, Benny.
Ah, for those who missed it, I had a little hiccup on Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust on Tuesday. I now know that water boils at 212.
Outstanding.
Thank you. What do you got?
So I was in a little room about 20 years ago for a 30th birthday party at Just Art Saloon. And I let a nice silencer go at my friend's birthday and just skirted to the side a couple of feet, and everyone started blaming him for my indiscretion, and I went with it, and he claimed up and down it wasn't him, and I just let him have it, letting him know how smelly he was, and it was freaking hilarious.
You know what, Mike? I'm with you. I don't know if that makes us good or bad people, but I've definitely blamed people for my silent ones. Thank you for the call.
Thanks for the call.
We've all done that.
It's a rite of passage, yeah.
Yeah. And then everyone goes, whoever smelt adult it, what's the next one? Whoever denied it, supplied it. And then there's another one. We'll move on. Hector in Milwaukee, welcome into Scalzo and Brust on the First Midwest Bank Talk and Text Line. First Midwest Bank, a division Old National. Hector, what do you got?
Hey, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call. The best fart I ever had was an easy one. It was on the Black Anaconda ride in Noah's Ark. That was easy because the wind took it. Now, my worst fart that people still make fun of me about that situation to this day, I was about 13 years old, and we were in church, in a church service. And it was pretty quiet, and one of my quarters fell on the ground, so I went to go pick it up.
Oh, no.
And what slipped out of my rear end was very loud, and everyone looked at me, and everyone just started laughing, and it was the most embarrassing time of my life. But people still remember that till today's day.
Church is up there, too.
Yeah.
Of like the Mount Rushmore.
Serious
well,
places.
Well, just because it's like all wood, so it's just going to echo and cavernous. Yeah.
Were you wearing leather, too, Hector?
No, I wasn't.
Thank you for the call. And look, you're good now.
Thank you for the call.
You're a farting celebrity at that church. There's the farting guy. There's Hector. Let's see if he can bring the noise today. 800-990-3776. Noah and Madison chimes in. The worst fart is when you do a deadly but silent and someone walks right into it. I feel so bad. You just need to get rid of the shame in your life, Noah. Feel no shame.
Yeah, that's not the worst.
Yeah.
You got away with it.
Yeah. You feel bad. You did nothing wrong. You got a good fart out. You actually got to enjoy that.
Yeah, you won.
Let's go to Scott and Racine on the talk and text line. Scott, welcome in.
What's up, fellas? Happy Friday.
Indeed.
So mine was kind of a best of both worlds, the best and the worst at the same time. I was in fourth grade. And I was in a DARE presentation. There was a police officer in the front of the classroom giving a DARE presentation. First week of fourth grade, and I let one rip, and then promptly blew the windows out of the school. And it was great to assert my dominance over the classroom, but I was scared to death when the officer marched towards me and escorted me out of the classroom.
What?
In addition to that, On the way out, I could smell it, so I kind of got out of being in it. But, you know, so the classroom got to stew in it, and I got out of it, but I was scared being escorted out of the room by the police officer.
That's a
baloney move. I don't like that. You can't just take a kid out of a class for farting. Like, that's not illegal.
I mean, I was scared. I was scared, but I definitely didn't want to sit in that classroom after that.
You're the real winner now.
That's a great move by the cop. It's just like with McLovin and Superbad, where it just, I'm sure it increased your street cred. You were the coolest kid in the class after that.
Oh, for a minute, and then until they learned how scared I was, yeah.
Well, start owning that one now, Scott. Thank you for the call.
Thanks you for the call.
800-990-3776. I claim the best fart to be when you're holding it in on a date, when you just first meet somebody. You know, it's maybe the first time you guys hang out, not like out in public. You didn't go for drinks. You didn't go for dinner. It's the first time maybe you sit on the couch and watch a movie. And if you're snuggling, you can't fart. It's too early.
Well, what date is that?
Like second or third, probably.
Do you wait until, first of all, would you rather it be at your house or their house?
I would rather be at my house, because as soon as they walk out the door and close the door.
Well, I was going to say, I mean, it's a two-level question.
Actually, shout out to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, Morning 7 and 9, 94.5 ESPN. They do have the fart gun here. Is it broken?
I really nailed it.
Where's that from?
From Family Guy.
I don't know, but I like
song.
It.
I try
talking over this.
That's great. It's a nice bed. I prefer to do things on the road, not on the home court, because I can leave then. If people are over, you got to worry about when are they going to leave. But so, to your point, do you wait until the date is actually over, or if there's a break where it's like, I'm going to go to the bathroom, or I have to go make a call, I'll be back in a minute, do you try to do it then?
Yeah, so what I've done in the past is I won't take a dump, but I'll go pee, and as soon as I press flush, you wait for the loudest point of the flush.
You have to synchronize that, or the water.
No, the water's not loud enough. The water trick doesn't work. The people who
I
do
think
the,
it does.
No,
the flush is too short.
The water trick. Everyone knows what's going on. If you have
turn
the water
on the water and you cough.
No, it's too obvious. That is way too obvious. You wait for the time that the...
Or just dig through the medicine cabinet and drop something, and that takes the noise.
Everything okay in there, Justin?
Just looking at your pills.
Yeah, like, why are you snooping through the cabinets? Whew. Well, if you want to keep them coming, you can text us, because we have pole dancing coming up next. And I love Eat Street so much that I want to give them their due. Not after us talking about farts. So I will talk about them next, as well as pole dancing on Scalzo and Brust, presented by Bud Light.
You're listening to Bud Light, Scalzo and Brust.
You ready for the next question?
Yeah.
For my brain? All right. So, like, they lay eggs. How do they, like, get impregnated?
Subscribe to the Scalzo and Brust podcast free on the Wisconsin On Demand app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Got a few accidents to deal with right now. First of all, Highway 164 northbound is closed just north of I-43, the Rock Freeway, with a crash there. We've also got another accident on the northbound side of the Rock Freeway at 116th Street. Looks like everything's been moved off to the right side, but backups are heading back into Waukesha County. We've also got an earlier accident on northbound 41 just north of 124th Street's on-ramp. Looks like that one's just about ready to be cleared out of the way. Traffic is brought to you by Newmail Medical Center in Tulsa. If you struggle with ED or other symptoms of low T, schedule a consultation with Newmail and discover the new you. And checking the TMJ4 Storm Team forecast tonight, mainly clear, a low of 54. Tomorrow, becoming mostly cloudy. Rain moves in the afternoon, a high of 67. From the WTMJ Traffic Center, I'm Debbie Lozaga, 94.5 ESPN.
It's ESPN Wisconsin's Ben Brust for Road America. Make the most out of your summer at Elkhart Lakes Road America. June is jam-packed with non-stop racing action. Don't miss a minute of the fun. Camp on-site all weekend and enjoy free admission for kids 16 and under. Up next is the Moto America Superbike Series and Vintage Moto Fest weekend, June 3rd through the 5th. Get your tickets today at roadamerica.com. Come for the experience and stay for the race. Road America, America's national park of speed.
The NBA Finals are in full swing.
Short hop, bounce up to Horford, angle three. It's good, and the Celtics take the lead, 106-103.
Sunday night, it's game two from the Bay as the Warriors host the Celtics.
Curry, wide open three, and again he makes Boston pay. His fifth triple of the first quarter in game one.
Our coverage gets started Sunday at 6. Tip off on 94.5 ESPN, set for 7 o'clock. The NBA on ESPN Milwaukee is sponsored by Gruber Law Offices. One call, that's all.
Ben Brust telling you where you need to go this summer. That's McGillicuddy's Patio. I'm here with my guy Justin Garcia. After a nice Bucks victory, we went over to the patio and we enjoyed it. Even when it was a little bit cooler. They had the fire pit out. Now the weather's amazing. Enjoy some live music on Saturdays. You're going to have Red Rock down the street. It's a perfect combination of places for you to enjoy the summer. Bachelorette parties, bachelor parties. If you want to go ride the bull, you gotta go ride the bull. You can try and beat my 15-second record on the bull. It is unbeaten. If you beat it, I'll buy your whole bachelorette or bachelor party a drink. Red Rock and McGillicuddy's. That's from Milwaukee Beach.
ESPN Radio Extra Point. With Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Jaylen Brown had the best game of his young NBA career last night. Now, you'll look at the stat line and you'll say, well, Jay, he only had 24 points, 7 rebounds, 5 assists. But in the fourth quarter, at the beginning of the fourth quarter, there is a little bit of a different mentality that he has. He scored or assisted on 20 of the Celtics' first 23 points of the fourth quarter. And he allowed the other ancillary players to step up in those big moments. But they will never be in those moments if Jaylen Brown doesn't go on that burst. And he is a difference maker in this game. In a game in which Jason Tatum was not his usual offensive self, the impact of Jaylen Brown in the fourth quarter was the main culprit in which why the Golden State Warriors had that epic collapse.
Trade Pros, whether you specialize in service or new construction, Ferguson knows firsthand how much work goes into a long day on the job, which is why we're committed to offering the products and solutions to get every job done right. With over 1,000 locations, an unmatched selection of specialty products, tools, and supplies, our pro pickup and same or next day delivery, you can trust that doing business with Ferguson will be the easiest part of your hard day's work. Visit Ferguson.com to find a counter location near you.
This is Sarah's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
Driving cross country with two young children is ambitious, to say the least. Then our check engine light came on. We pulled into O'Reilly Auto Parts and they tested it. Turned out it was a faulty sensor. They referred us to a great mechanic just down the street and we were back on the road in no time.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You're listening to Scalzo and Brust on 94.5 ESPN. Missed any of the show? Find us on Wisconsin On Demand wherever you get your podcasts. It's free, it's everywhere, and it's for you.
Scalzo and Brust on a Friday, taking you into the weekend. Joshy DiMaggio here in spirit with the bangers. He's left Chris Larson to play. Justin Garcia in for Greg Scalzo. Like I mentioned, Scalzo and Brust presented by Bud Light. 800-990-3776. I am officially putting an end to the give us your best and worst farts. Because it's time to go pole dancing across ESPN Wisconsin.
They've got questions, and we've got answers. Time to give the people what they want. Let's go pole dancing on Scalzo and Brust.
Every week, we go across the dial from 100.5 ESPN in Madison to 94.5 ESPN in Milwaukee. And we answer the questions that all of our shows can't answer themselves. Who better than Ben Brust and Justin Garcia to do so? I think no one.
Yeah.
Chris?
All right, let's start off here on pole dancing from Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. You can hear them 7 to 9 weekdays here on 94.5 ESPN. When a new season of a show drops on a streaming service, how do you consume it? Binge watch, 48%. One or two at a time, 52%. So pretty much 50-50.
I'm a binge guy.
So are you saying binge is the entire thing or anything above three?
I would say... I mean...
Binge is like consecutive...
I would say five or more.
At least, binge.
I'm a binge guy. Because once I'm hooked,
I have an
addictive personality where it's like, all right, this thing wrote me in. I don't care that it's 80 degrees out. Like, the sun can wait even though I don't have it in the winter or the fall or the spring. I'll sit inside if something has my attention, just lock in. But it takes a lot. It takes a lot for me to get hooked recently.
Yeah, I don't do one or two at a time. It's like three to four-ish. The worst, though, is... You have to pick your spots where you do it because, like, you start something at 9 o'clock at night,
correct.
You wake up the next morning.
Next thing
and
you're like, "Why did I stay up till 2?
I think I remember this, but I guess I got to rewatch 6, 7, and 8. But overall, binge, I probably do like 4-ish at a time.
Succession was the last one that hooked me on like the first episode where I was like, "All right, like the shows that leave the best cliffhangers get me to." Probably binge the most. If it's like a comedy, like there's usually not enough of a plot to keep me going.
It's reached the point where, with the exception of, I think really only Better Call Saul, new stuff that's coming out, if it's not like a Netflix, we drop half the season or the whole season at once, I will wait until it ends and just, all right, now I can go through the whole thing and it's not week by week. Like I did that with Winning Time. I watched it in a day or two. After the season ended, like, all right, now it's done. I can take this at my pace.
Would you recommend Winning Time to watch?
It's entertaining if you're, which I would imagine a lot of our audience is not. If you're a big Lakers fan and historian, you're not going to like it. But it's entertaining.
I'm not a historian Lakers fan. I'm want to be entertained. So that's good to hear. Ted Lasso is an interesting one for me because I got to binge the whole first season in a day.
Yeah, and I've yet to start the new one.
Season two?
Yeah.
Why not?
Winning Time I went to and other stuff I went through. It's on the list.
So my point is, and I think they're doing a season three, I kind of want to go that route.
Because you got to.
Because once you get the binge, it's a taste.
Yeah, it's
and
a
then
drug.
Then I'm teased every time I just watch one episode. And I actually end up liking the show less because I have to wait.
With popular stuff, you have to. Take it week by week, like Better Call Saul and Breaking Bad when it was out, because you knew...
Game of Thrones.
Yeah, Game of Thrones. I can't avoid spoilers for this. Literally everybody is going to be talking about it.
Water
I'm not
going
to go through Twitter and set up, make sure I don't see this and block these words.
It doesn't work.
Yeah. So with the very popular stuff, you got to do week by week. But if I had my choice, I'm binging everything.
Chris?
Am I binging? It depends if I can go get hooked maybe from like the first or second episode. Then I might go straight forward through. But if it's kind of like blah, I probably like watch maybe one or two at a time or maybe just stop completely.
No offense. I was just trying to get you to do the next one.
Yeah, that's how my opinion counts.
No offense, I don't care about your opinion.
Exactly. All right, moving on here on pole dancing. Next up from Rutledge and Hamilton, which you can hear weekdays 2 to 4, 100.5 ESPN Madison. Which of the match participants would you like to drink a Bud Light with? Josh Allen, 28%. Aaron Rodgers, 26%. And tied at 23%, Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes.
I guess I'm a sucker for Tom Brady.
Yeah,
I want to have a beer with Tom Brady. He's got 7 Super Bowl rings. He's super successful. Like, I don't know. There's just something about saying I had a beer with Tom Brady that's cooler than any of the other three.
I'm surprised it's spread out as much as it is. I know Josh Allen and Mahomes are the younger, more personable, on the exterior, likable guys that you think, oh, he's more down to earth and reminds me of me. This is no-brainer. It's Rodgers or Brady, and I would lean towards Brady. There's so much stuff you can get out of that. He's guarded in the spotlight. But if you're having the Bud Light with him, this is, hey, tell me everything, Tom. And that's where you get
that. I feel like Aaron, even with a Bud Light or a drink, would still be like...
It would be a Bud Light Scotch. And I think you could get some
out of him. It'd be a Bud Light Scotch. New flavor for Anheuser-Busch coming out soon. Chris,
Who would you like to have a beer with?
Well, it's got to be Tom Brady, of course.
Yeah, thank you. And also, like, again, from a... That's just a
51% of the people chose
Josh Allen and Pat Mahomes.
That is
insane. Yeah, I'm with you. I think Pat Mahomes got more votes because he was the one drinking, and then Josh Allen is part of Bill's Mafia. But that doesn't carry any weight.
He's
going to
put you through a table.
No thanks.
All right, next up here on pole dancing. I like this one from Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. When you're walking to your seats in a row at a sport event or any sort of event, how do you walk past the other people in the row? Ass first, 83%. Junk first, 17%.
This should be 100% ass first.
Yeah.
Who would go junk first? Yeah. And it's not even about... To me, it's not even about the junk.
No,
it's about
I'm watching, and I don't want to get hit in the face by a baseball.
Or forget that. If I'm Justin, if you're sitting down and you stand up,
how do you sit?
What do you mean? How do I sit?
Well, I mean, like, I think what you're getting at, maybe not.
I'm just saying, if you stand up, I don't want to walk by 50 people's faces. Nobody wants to be that close to someone's face.
If I'm going that direction, not crotch first, I can sit down immediately. Otherwise, like, then it's turn and pivot. Like,
oh, good point as well. I mean, from a practical standpoint, that makes a lot of sense.
Well, not only that, but, like, the rows of these events are so narrow. Like, if you lose your balance, you're falling face first right into them.
Yeah, your heels go out of you. You're going. Luckily, or not luckily, we don't know. If it's the second level in your first row.
Exactly.
You can't go junk first.
Here's the other
thing. It's
your life. Unless you are an older person or have some type of injury or issue, if you refuse to stand up and you're in one of the first 4 to 6 seats off the aisle and you refuse to stand and you just do the, I'll pull in my feet, like, you should go to jail for that. I want you to get arrested. I know at County Stadium they have the holding cells. We should bring those back and put them to use of ushers are looking to see, did they stand? No. All right, let me go see. Penalty box. Yeah, you get tossed in the box.
Does it surprise you that I'm a double legs, knee tight, turn my legs?
You turn them to the side?
Oh, but like, I give you more room than anyone standing up.
No, you don't.
Hang on. I guess what I do is I put my butt on the top of the seat. I don't fully stand.
At that point, why don't you just stand?
I'm lazy.
You're parkouring on the seats, and you refuse to stand.
I do love some parkour on some seats. Like, one of the most exhilarating things to do at a stadium is halftime, or, like, to find the fast route, is to, like, find the row where you can hop over and get a freeway to the stairs to go up.
With seats, yes. When you're in an arena that's, like, just the stadium seating...
No, that's what I love to do.
No.
It's a challenge.
Like, you go to Camp Randall, and I'm just going to...
Oh, that's...
Yeah, like, you do
that. That's stadium seating.
Lost my footing, slipped.
No.
You got the seats, you got the backing of the chair, and you can stand on it, and it's more stable. Yeah, I'm with you there. But
those bleachers are a different
bleacher
story.
Seating, absolutely not, yeah.
But we do have to give a shout-out to one of our favorite teams, Eat Street, because Eat Street, for me, I just mentioned how I'm lazy. In a stadium, when someone's walking by, I don't love to stand up. I just put my feet together, and then I turn my legs so they can go by. That's peak me. What also is peak me is not wanting to clean my dishes after I eat, which is why I utilize Eat Street like a night like tonight. I was gone for Memorial Day. I came back, and then I got sick. I was sick all week, so I haven't had a chance to really go to the grocery store and get food. Well, guess what? I don't have to. I got Eat Street, baby. Download the Eat Street app, and it connects you with your local bars, taverns, and restaurants. You order that food delivered safely to your home. It could be your office. If you're ever working and you forget to eat, you know, maybe lunch skips by you, it's 2 o'clock, boom, just go to the app, pull it up, Eat Street app. It's amazing. Download the app, order your food, and boom, enjoy some delicious food by Eat Street. They are the official food delivery service of you, the Scalzone Brust family, and of course, the world champion Milwaukee Bucks. Join the Eat Street team as well. They are hiring delivery drivers in Madison who can earn a $500 bonus once they've started. So again, go to eatstreet.com/careers for the online application, and you can hit the road. Delivering some delicious food to some delightful people. We end the show on a Friday like we always do, A little saxophone song. Gosh, if you haven't heard the saxophone song, stay with us. It just will send you into the weekend with the best mood ever. This is Scalzo and Brust, presented by Bud Light.
...that are 98% effective. You will see results on your very first visit. Our treatments will work even when Viagra and Cialis have failed. Guaranteed. Call New Mail Medical Center. Calling now is the best decision you will ever make for your sexual health. Join the thousands of patients who are no longer suffering because they had the courage to call.
Call today, 414-751-8932. 414-751-8932. Or visit them online at numale.com. New Mail Medical Center, the experts in men's sexual health.
Hey, it's Ridgetop Larry here, offering crazy 20 anniversary savings and my exclusive no-price increase guarantee on your next roofing, siding, or window project. Go to RidgetopExteriors.com for a free estimate and tell them Ridgetop Larry sent you.
It's free beer and free pizza Friday on Scalzo and Brust. Stay tuned to win a case of beer from Ben's Beer Fridge and the overtop deliciousness of a screaming Sicilian pizza. Whoo! It's so screaming good.
It's Friday. Hopefully you're leaving happy hour, going to happy hour. Having a nice crisp Bud Light. It's beautiful outside. Feel the sax for me.
Save me.
Scalzo and Brust presented by Bud Light across ESPN Wisconsin. I'm Ben Brust alongside Justin Garcia, who's in for Greg Scalzo. Chris Larson in for Josh DiMaggio. Give me some more sax. 800-990-3776. You'll want to remember that number because it is... only free pizza Friday, courtesy of our great friends at Screamin' Sicilian. Gosh, I love the mother of meat. That is what I'll be having this weekend. What is about the mother of meat that makes you laugh?
It's the whole drop. I love the mother of meat.
I guess the way the music went down and then it ends.
Right, is you profess
I love the mother of meat.
For the mother of meat.
You know, apparently I can't get away from it. Earlier, we had Brett Favre join Wilde and Tausch from 9 to noon across these very stations. And he talked about how a good fart can ease the tension. We were asking all of you, the Scalzo and Brust family, what are the best and worst farts? And they keep coming in. 800-990-3776. I had said it's when you're on a second or third date and you're snuggling up, watching a movie. You can't fart. You got to wait till they leave. The worst farts are the ones where you don't know if it's going to be a one that's
right.
Not a fart.
I mean, that is clearly the worst.
And you had said your best farts were weird.
Well,
you said at a campfire?
I mean, like, I thought you were also, yeah, I thought you were looking for, like, here's the best place to do it. Yours, is it not better when you reach the point where, under your example, I can just do this freely in front of this person?
Oh,
like, that's better than the, all right, now they're gone.
So the break the seal fart.
Yeah.
Hmm. That's a really good point. They're both the best fart. The fart when they leave and the fart when they're never going to leave. Where they're locked in. Not like that. They're not locked in. You get my point. I'm not crop dusting the entire apartment. We got 920 chiming in. The best farts are the smelly silent ones in a busy place. You keep walking and spread the smell.
What is this, Chris?
Did you text in, Chris?
That's not my number, no.
Another no, I think it is.
To use
your number
straight.
Starts with 920.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it is. No, don't lie to the audience, Chris. Q from Heartland chimes in. The best fart is in the car with a child lock window. Great dad prank.
What?
Got a bunch of sickos around here.
Look, that's the child best abuse. Endorsement child. For Eat Street right there. You know there's other people besides Chris that just enjoy going to grocery stores and letting it loose.
What else? I don't plan on doing it. I just happened to fart. Just, you know?
No. I think you've trained your body that you know when you go to the grocery store with your girlfriend, it's you're true. Like, this is my time. I'm going to let it go.
Let's go.
It's like Pavlov's dog. You see the entrance to the grocery store, like, all right.
The sound of the cart gets the bubble guts going.
Was it ready? But now I am.
Chad from Iguanago chimes in with the Dutch oven is the best fart. Do you Dutch oven yourself?
No.
I do. You don't like to. So if I'm sitting on the couch tonight watching a movie and I fart, I'm going under. I'm going under. I want to know what that thing smells like.
No.
Everyone loves their own brand.
They do not. I have zero interest.
It's too late to pull this, but I really want to. Does everyone love their own brand? Chris?
No, of course not.
Alex G. Bring in Alex G. I feel like we need Alex G.'s input. Alex G., best and
worst.
What's
happening, man?
Yeah, best and worst farts.
My favorite fart has got to be when I'm, like, at home. You can kind of just sit and linger in it.
I love it. I'm a sit and linger in my own
just,
fart
just,
guy, too.
You know, appreciate your own stink.
Yep. Worst one?
Definitely anytime you're with... Well, actually, anytime I'm in the production room, you just have to... You sit in it for a little too long, I think.
Yes. The ESPN Madison production room, a very well-known hotspot. The circulation isn't great, and I imagine you probably wear the what's the black what's the panther from Anchorman?
Oh, the Sex Panther.
Sex Panther, yeah. You're just wearing it in there in that production room. Thank you for your contribution.
Yeah, there's nowhere for it to go.
3NIP G, you're the best. But right now, 800-990-3776. It is time to give away some free Screamin' Sicilian. First caller in Madison, first caller in Milwaukee. 800-990-3776. You win a free Palermo Screamin' Sicilian Pizza, 800-990-3776. Again, one more time, 800-990-3776. Have a great weekend, Wisconsin. I will see you on... I won't see you. I'll talk to you on Monday.